This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Support for the show comes from Public, the investing platform for those who take it seriously. On Public, you can build a multi-asset portfolio of stocks, bonds, options, crypto, and now generated assets, which allow you to turn any idea into an investable index with AI. It all starts with your prompt, from renewable energy companies with high free cash flow to semiconductor suppliers growing revenue over 20% year over year. You can literally type any prompt and put the AI to work. It screens thousands of stocks, builds a one-of-a-kind index, and lets you backtest it against the S&P 500. Then, you can invest in a few clicks. Generated assets are like EFTs with infinite possibilities, completely customizable and based on your thesis, not someone else's. Go to public.com/podcast and earn an uncapped 1% bonus when you transfer your portfolio. That's public.com/podcast. Paid for by Public Investing. Brokerage services by Open to the Public Investing, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services by Public Advisors, LLC. SEC Registered Advisor. Generated assets is an interactive analysis tool. Output is for informational purposes only and is not investment recommendation or advice. Complete disclosures available at public.com/disclosures.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Save on appliances at the Home Depot with up to $1,000 off, plus up to an extra $500 off select appliances like Whirlpool that can keep up with your busy routine. The Home Depot has Whirlpool laundry appliances with Fan Fresh. This feature fans and tumbles your laundry after it's done to help keep your clothes fresh until you're ready to grab them. Shop now and get up to $1,000 off, plus free delivery on select appliances at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $999 or more. Offer valid January 8th through the 28th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Are you looking for entertainment that lifts you up? Then check out Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for inspiring, hope-filled shows and movies. This season, stream soul-stirring favorites like Southern Gospel, plus four full seasons of Jesus Calling, and the uplifting new faith series, These Stones. Or settle in with 19 seasons of the beloved family series Heartland, a family favorite ranch drama fans can't get enough of. It's commercial-free. Stream anywhere. Get a free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com/iHeart.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. Up next, another story from our series about us, the story of America. Here to tell it is Hillsdale College professor Bill McClay, author of the fantastic book, Land of Hope. When the Puritans attempted to set up their Eden in the wilderness, they expected to grow in their faith. But some had faith in other ideas, and there was plenty of land to test them out. Let's get into this story. Take it away, Bill.
Of course, religious liberty, which is what the Puritans wanted, for them meant liberty to practice their own religion without interference from people who disagreed, who dissented from their religious views. You know, we have come to understand religious freedom so that it means not just my freedom to worship, but your freedom to worship whatever wrong-headed thing I may think you shouldn't be worshiping, but you have that right. So the orthodoxy of the Massachusetts Bay Colony in particular came under fire. It's some very interesting stories we don't really have time to go into. Individuals like Anne Hutchinson, who was a kind of prophetic figure, who found the colony was not sort of living up to its Calvinist principle. She ended up being expelled from the colony. Similarly, Roger Williams, this intense, really wound up guy, he became one of the great prophets of religious freedom in a very liberal sense of the term. Williams thought that church and state should be completely separate, not because he was afraid of religion's effects on the state. He was concerned about the state's effects on religion. Nobody had the right to overrule another man's conscience. Soul liberty was what he called it. And he ended up being also banished and forming his own colony, Rhode Island. Of course, the capital of Rhode Island, you may know, is called Providence. And things also went the other way. In Connecticut, they thought Massachusetts Bay was too lax. Things were going soft. So they went to form a stricter, more Calvinist, more disciplined colony. Then there are other colonies outside of New England that also have their own flavors. Pennsylvania was founded by the Quakers, a radical group. They didn't rely on a learned clergy. They didn't have a clergy at all. And that was something that the Puritans insisted on. You know, one of the first things they did, the Puritans, when they established Massachusetts Bay, was to establish a university, Harvard. Harvard was a seminary for young ministers. A learned ministry was very important in their view. Not so with the Quakers or Society of Friends. They completely rejected almost all the practices of the Catholic Church, including formal services, including reliance on the text of the Bible. They were quite a radical group. Often the Quakers and the Puritans were at odds in the Western Hemisphere. But William Penn, proprietor of Pennsylvania, Penn's Woods, called his colony a holy experiment. It offered complete freedom of worship for all. It also was very welcoming to immigrants like Germans, the Pennsylvania Dutch, which is actually a corruption of Pennsylvania Deutsch. Not today the capital of Pennsylvania, but then the capital was called Philadelphia, which is Greek for the city of brotherly love, which is actually a term taken from the Bible. So there you have Pennsylvania. And the last of the continental colonies was Georgia. It also was built on brotherly love. It was created by a group of British humanitarians who were concerned about the impoverished, the condition of the cities, of the urban poor, people who were thrown in prison for failure to pay their debts, which seemed a rather harsh way to punish a kind of indigence that was very common, a lot of poverty. So the idea was to get this grant from the king to create a colony in which the debtors who would be in prison in Britain could go, start their lives over again. I'd spoil the suspense, but it didn't work out very well. Interesting point that I think you can draw from all of these colonies put together is how many of the colonies derived their origins from some kind of idea. Sometimes it was a religious idea, sometimes it was, in the case of Georgia, an Enlightenment idea. What they were trying to do was to test drive ideas that had no chance of being realized in the old world, but that might find a favorable environment in the new world. It was kind of a proving ground for new ideas, which were almost in every case utopian. They're very dramatic, and I could go through how each one failed. Puritans found it hard to sustain their religious fervor. The Quakers were overtaken by the very people they let in. It's because of these kinds of things that Daniel Boorstin, a very great American historian of a previous couple generations ago, actually said the colonies were a disproving ground for utopias, a disproving ground. And he's right. But I like to think that this sort of spark of creativity, let's try something new, to not settle for the world as it's given, to go somewhere else, to be a land of hope, a land of opportunity, a land of creative adventure. This is part of the American spirit that's reflected in these colonies. Even if they didn't succeed, life's often like that. You make plans and then life happens to you. And there's something else, and I'll conclude with this. It is the spirit of self-rule. They were far enough away from the mother country, and the mother country was preoccupied with other things, that they were able to rule themselves and find their own way. They became accustomed to this idea. Yes, they were loyal subjects of the king, proud of their identity as Englishmen, but they ruled themselves. For them, that was part of being an Englishman. These failed experiments were failed, nevertheless, on their own terms and are part of the American story.
When we come back, more of Bill McClay's Story of Us, The Story of America, Episode 3 on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the stories we tell about this great country, and especially the stories of America's rich past, know that all of our stories about American history, from war to innovation, culture, and faith, are brought to us by the great folks at Hillsdale College. And if you can't get to Hillsdale, Hillsdale will come to you with their free and terrific online courses. Go to hillsdale.edu to learn more.
Support for the show comes from Public, the investing platform for those who take it seriously. On Public, you can build a multi-asset portfolio of stocks, bonds, options, crypto, and now generated assets, which allow you to turn any idea into an investable index with AI. It all starts with your prompt, from renewable energy companies with high free cash flow to semiconductor suppliers growing revenue over 20% year over year. You can literally type any prompt and put the AI to work. It screens thousands of stocks, builds a one-of-a-kind index, and lets you backtest it against the S&P 500. Then, you can invest in a few clicks. Generated assets are like EFTs with infinite possibilities, completely customizable and based on your thesis, not someone else's. Go to public.com/podcast and earn an uncapped 1% bonus when you transfer your portfolio. That's public.com/podcast. Paid for by Public Investing. Brokerage services by Open to the Public Investing, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services by Public Advisors, LLC. SEC Registered Advisor. Generated assets is an interactive analysis tool. Output is for informational purposes only and is not investment recommendation or advice. Complete disclosures available at public.com/disclosures.
The new year means new health goals. Not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, backed by the $1 million protection package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Are you looking for entertainment that lifts you up? Then check out Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for inspiring, hope-filled shows and movies. This season, stream soul-stirring favorites like Southern Gospel, plus four full seasons of Jesus Calling, and the uplifting new faith series, These Stones. Or settle in with 19 seasons of the beloved family series, Heartland, a family favorite ranch drama fans can't get enough of. It's commercial-free. Stream anywhere. Get a free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com/iHeart.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And we return to the Story of America series here on Our American Stories with Hillsdale College professor Bill McClay, author of the fantastic book, Land of Hope. There's also a terrific young reader's edition. Go to Amazon or the usual suspects and pick it up. When we last left off, Bill told us how each of the colonies came to be and what ideas they were founded upon. Most failed in their mission, but what does that say about us? Let's return to the story. Here again is Bill McClay.
It's equally a part of our American character that we are adaptable. We don't just sit in a sulking pose and just think about, oh, we failed to create our utopia, all is lost. No, we go on. Part of being a people in search of hope, of grounds for our hope, it means that the search doesn't always stop at any particular place. We're hopeful, and we turn our hopes in a variety of directions. So that combination of profound idealism and also adaptability seems to me to summarize some very key elements in the American character. But we're still a ways away from Americans thinking of themselves as Americans. They may be clearly different to the eyes of an outward observer, but we don't necessarily have Americans self-consciously thinking of themselves as Americans as opposed to Englishmen. Not yet. Not yet. How does that come about? Well, let me go back, as we historians always like to do. We're just always going back. But I want to go back to the fact mentioned in passing that there was no overall plan for the British colonization of America. There was not a sort of strategy that was going to be enacted in phases and anything like that. It was a very haphazard thing, which was very good for liberty, for self-rule, for Americans developing their own institutions. And this was different from the French and the Spanish, from the Spanish especially, who consciously saw colonization as a program to enrich the mother country. And the French are sort of in the middle. The French are not quite as averse to settlements, places like Green Bay, Wisconsin. But by the French settlement, the settlement of New France, as they called it, was fairly thin. The biggest interest was in exports, fur trading. They were seriously invested. They had forts to defend their settlements and defend their territory, but again, not quite as centralized as the Spanish. The English were different from either. I think a lot of people would trace it back to Magna Carta, the great document in which King John — there's never been a King John since him in English history, that the name is sort of lives in infamy — King John signed, under the pressure of his barons, of the nobles, concessions that established an area, a zone of rights and independent power for them. It wasn't a broadly democratic document, and actually, if you ever look at the Magna Carta, half of it would be pretty unintelligible to you because there are a lot of very specific things. But there is a general principle that there are certain rights that the nobles had that could not be taken away by the king. And this is a very, very vital, central principle to the British way of doing things, to what's different about it. Now, beginning of the 17th century, by then, France and Spain both are under the rule of absolutism, the all-powerful monarch who is thought to have the right to rule from God. 1603, James I comes to power in England, and he's kind of a fan of the divine right of kings. What ensues is a big fight over whether or not England is going to go the way of the continent or continue to hang on to that principle that there are rights, inherited rights, of the barons, certainly in the case of Magna Carta, of the nobles, that the king not only could not violate, but in some way had to accommodate those entities as part of the ruling of the nation. By the time the Glorious Revolution comes along, you have it established that the king is constitutionally responsible to the parliament. The parliament and the king share power, but in some sense, parliament has supremacy. And that would only grow in the years after that. You have a mixed constitution. You have a balance of power between the executive, the king, and the legislative, the parliament. Looking backwards from America, we see, oh, this has some of the elements of American constitutionalism. All this is going on. There's a civil war that King Charles I, the successor of James I, is deposed and has his head removed decapitated, which is quite an extraordinary thing. If you think of the monarch as a kind of divine person, this is a tremendously consequential act. It's a very tumultuous 17th century. But by the end of it, you have these certain matters seemingly pretty much settled. But one consequence of all this is that England didn't have a whole lot of time to devote to thinking about America. And the distance, the sheer distance, the difficulty of oceanic travel, transoceanic communications, meant that the colonies continued to be able to largely rule themselves. They thought of themselves as Englishmen. They didn't really think of themselves as Americans. They might think of themselves as Virginians and Englishmen, but the American part is a sort of missing sector of their consciousness. So now, go back to the question, how does this begin to change? How do they start to think of themselves as Americans? The short answer is another war, the French and Indian War. And this had to do with the difficulties that English American colonists were having with their desire to expand westward and encountering fierce resistance from the French and from their Native American allies. This was a battle that the British colonists would not be able to win on their own. And it really was an expression of the competition between the French and the English or the British over the future of North America. Was North America going to be a British colony? Or was it going to be a French colony? It doesn't go well at first for the British because they didn't commit the necessary resources. Finally, the British Prime Minister threw in a lot of money, doubling the national debt, imagine that, to win the battle. Why? Because he understood such a commitment was going to be necessary if Britain was going to continue to hold and expand her possessions in North America. He saw the value of America, in other words. Not everybody did. So keep that in mind. In the end, the British win. The Treaty of Paris settles the fate of North America. It would be British North America. There were parts of French-speaking North America whose residents would leave. This is how Louisiana, the Cajuns of Louisiana, come to occupy that land. They really were forced emigrants. But by and large, except for a few islands, the French gave up their colonial possessions. So it's a huge victory for the British over the French. But like every victory in war, triumph on one front meant problems, new problems, fresh problems on other aspects. One of the problems was that this era that we've called salutary neglect of the colonies, that is, letting them go their own way, no effort to kind of harness colonial wealth, that period was now going to come to an end. And part of it was because of that huge expenditure of money to fight the war, to fight the French and Indian War.
And a special thanks to Bill McClay. He's the Victor Davis Hanson Chair in Classical History and Western Civilization at Hillsdale College. He's also a board member at the Jack Miller Center. And please pick up his book, Land of Hope, or the terrific Young Readers Edition at Amazon or the usual suspects. Idealism and adaptability, they were the bulwark, the basis, the fundamental nature of our character. The story of America here on Our American Stories.
Are you looking for entertainment that lifts you up? Then check out Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for inspiring, hope-filled shows and movies. This season, stream soul-stirring favorites like Southern Gospel, plus four full seasons of Jesus Calling, and the uplifting new faith series, These Stones. Or settle in with 19 seasons of the beloved family series, Heartland, a family favorite ranch drama fans can't get enough of. It's commercial-free. Stream anywhere. Get a free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com/iHeart.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at cvs.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz. We host the podcast Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, produced by Ruby Studio in partnership with Intuit QuickBooks.
We're back for season four to talk to some incredible small business owners.
The big thing about working in tech is that it's ever evolving, ever changing. Everyone's a rookie. That's how fast the industry is changing. So what I'm really excited about is to be part of that change.
So listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.